council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda? Item number six, open to the public, comments regarding item number 14, consent agenda item. Item number seven, ordinance on the second reading vacating Gallagher Place and a portion of Love Place, open to the public resolution.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance vacating all the right title and interest of the township of Piscataway in the entirety of Gallagher Place and a portion of Ross Place from 150 feet south of Turner Place to the southern borders of Block 5201, Lot 8, and 11.01 on the Township of Piscataway tax map was introduced on the 8th day of November 2018, and had passed the first reading, and was published on the 13th day of November 2018. Now therefore be resolved that the opposite ordinance, having had a second reading on November 27, 2018, the adopted pass and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage approval and the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-18.
This is open to the public. Any comments? We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Lucy, please take the roll.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arden?
Yes. Item passes. Item number eight, ordinance on a second reading, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8 of the Village of Piscataway Township, Recreation Utility.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance amending the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8, to add the Piscataway Township Recreation Utility in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 8th day of November 2018, and had passed the first reading, and was published on the 13th day of November 2018. Now therefore be resolved that the opposite ordinance, having had a second reading on November 27, 2018, the adopted pass and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-25.
This is also open to the public. Any comments? We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Lucy, please take the roll.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arden?
Yes. Item number nine, ordinance on a second reading, fully funded $2 million senior housing still in village building facility improvements. This is also open to the public.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance appropriating $2 million from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund for Phase 1 of the Senior Housing Sterling Village Building Facility Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, was introduced on the 8th day of November 2018, and passed the first reading, and was published on the 12th day of November 2018. Now therefore be it resolved that the opposite ordinance, having had a second reading on November 27, 2018, the adopted passed and after passage to be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-26.
This is open to the public. Any comments? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Excuse me, take the roll.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arden?
Yes. Okay. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading, fully funded $330,000 sewer utility improvements. This is open to the public. See if you can read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance appropriating $330,000, $20,000 of which is from capital surplus, and $310,000 of which is from the Capital Improvement Fund for various sewer utility improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, was introduced on the 8th day of November 2018, and had passed the first reading, and was published on the 12th day of November 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 27, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-27.
This is open to the public. Any comments? We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arden?
Yes. Item number 11, ordinance on the first First reading bond ordinance, $8,175,000, $7,766,150, various capital improvements, this is a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $8,175,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $7,766,250 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, be this hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of December, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do you have a motion?
Second.
Steve, please take the role.
Councilman Bowler?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes. Item number 12 on the first reading, amending chapter 4 licenses and business regulations, 4-14 fiber optic cable, this is a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to amend or revise general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 4 licensing and business regulations, section 4-14 fiber optic cable, be this hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of December, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Bowler?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes, sorry, your passes. Item number 13, ordinance on the first reading, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 25, vehicles over designated weight excluded in certain streets north of Battle Hill Road, this is a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 25, vehicles over designated weight excluded from certain streets in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be this hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of December, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do you have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Steve, please take the role.
Councilman Bowler?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes, sorry, your passes. Item number 14, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Material of these items has been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to move from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Ron, motion?
Motion.
Second.
Steve, please take the role.
Councilman Bowler?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes. Item number 15, announcements or comments from officials?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment, and that's regarding a good friend and Gordon. I've known her now for about 15 years. She was one place like a family and a friend and a great team player. And to see someone like that pass is really tough on our whole. And you took a look at her body this afternoon, she looked just like she looked a month ago. I should say, except someone says she needed more lipstick, like that. But I must say that my condolences go out to she and the family, and seems to have a great family that we met today.
I will just add on to what Councilman Ballard said and just say this much, because I'll get to it, is that she will be missed.
Yeah, I'd also like, I guess, comment on the passing of Ann Gordon. She was a tremendous asset to the town. She was a neighbor. She lived about a corner from me, three houses from Gabrielle, so we knew her and her family pretty well. She'll be missed. I think probably her most important role in town was she made sure that the mayor got to where he needed to go and behaved himself at all times, which is a full-time position. I'm not sure anybody else could do that job quite the way she could have.
May I just say that we really appreciate lost a very important piece of the fabric of this community. And whenever I apply my red lipstick, I'll think of this man.
I worked with her at least 10 years in a board, library board of trustee, and she always complained about when she got knee surgery and she missed the two meetings. And I never missed the meeting. So I just, only two meetings, I just missed from that meeting and you beat me for that. She always there every month, meeting, and she never missed one single meeting. I miss her. Yeah.
Anne's gonna get a good Irish send off tomorrow, and she well deserves her send. And obviously, we'll be talking about it at the funeral tomorrow.
No comment, thank you.
And I will also miss Anne Gordon as she rests. Item number 16, open to the public. We are about 3 minutes to speak. Okay.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. I have one question. Where are the two public places that you post notices? Do they vary, or are they?
No, and there's more than two places. It's at least two.
Right.
So it's the public libraries, the court, and here in the municipal building.
Great, thank you. So I have some concerns, as usual, and representing myself and my neighbor's interests. Steve, you mentioned they were going to be building, there was a good chance there was going to be a pharmaceutical company going in. That next day after you told me that, a month and a half ago, or maybe 2 months ago, they had already poured the pad for the warehouse, and it was pretty obviously going to be a warehouse. So I don't know, you know.
It's not what we're told even as of now, am I right, Jim? The latest that we know is that that's not the case, that the proposed tenant is pharmaceutical. There'll be some warehousing operations there as well.
They still have 38 bays, you know, or
my understanding, I don't know if I'm correct in this, because I can only tell you what I was told as a week or so ago. But what I was told when I was on site with the project manager, she said that would be the layout of it, but they may or may not actually all be bays. In other words, that's the pre-construction wall, mm-hmm. but they may be filled in, and I had never heard of before, what they call it punch-outs. So that the ability, in other words, they put 38, whatever the number is, of potential bays in there, but they may fill in any number in any pattern that they are not ultimately going to use, and that they were building the building at that time. Tim was there, I can't remember when it was. It was probably September, maybe. They were building it on spec because they didn't have a definitive tenant. But my understanding of the latest is that they're still dealing with the company that I described to you earlier as a company that is a pharmaceutical company. I'm familiar with them. I've seen their current operations, and I would assume it would be similar. But it's possible that that's won't be. I've said to you from 6 months now that it's possible that I don't have that much control over it. But that's what they are telling us.
The optics obviously make you wonder.
Yeah, I've seen the building,
I understand that they could be filled in.
Right, I go by it every day, and I, I've seen it, and I deal with the issues on it on a regular basis. I dealt with them today on it.
Thank you. Next to this, I've been noticing at least three trucks, semis, on Plainfield Avenue North and Plainfield Avenue a day over for the last month or two. So I don't know if the ordinance has gone into effect, but
the ordinance has been in effect for a long time. It's in
so
effect.
So the trucks are using the road, and they will. If it's a warehouse, there are going to be more trucks using it. It's the cut through to get over to
Tony,
New Brunswick.
First of all, let me say this.
Yeah.
By February, trucks will be banned from River Road, so they won't be anywhere near there. So they won't be doing that. But if you see an 18-wheeler on Plainfield or Plainfield North, you either call the police or take a picture of it, call the police.
Right. It says you have to be prepared. And, you know, I don't walk around with my camera. I tried the last time.
Call either call headquarters or call mayor's office and talk to either me or Jean or Margaret or Dana and we'll achieve it.
Yeah, if I can get a plate number, I will. But so far, they're gone before I have a chance. So.
They won't be allowed anywhere near there by February 1st or thereabouts, so.
That'd be great. We still have, I haven't seen anything done regarding the parking on Plainfield Avenue North, whether it's legal. The no parking sign in front of my house rusted and fell over, but I don't know that it's okay for people to park. We talked about a waiver or something so that people don't have to worry about getting a ticket if they park at any of my neighbors or my house. Where does that stand?
I've been working with the police department. They still feel that it's too narrow, but I'm working with them to see what we can do.
Well, then somehow it would be nice to provide parking, since when you put the curb on the other side of the street, you took away parking, on-street parking, and people have to walk a quarter mile or more if I have more than three people over to my house or any of my neighbors have the same issue. So it would be greatly appreciated if you did something that would, you know, allow for more parking. And then lastly, the buffer. I've called Henry Hinterstein. I've lived there 24 years. I don't think I started hassling the town about what was supposed to be a visual buffer, that I believe there's an ordinance that went into effect in the 70s to allow that development to be built, that you'd maintain a visual buffer, which has not been maintained. Another tree fell down in front of my house, fortunately not on across the street, but the so-called canopy is down to a few saplings. I mean, it's not a lot of trees. They planted the Hariba, planted some spruce, I guess, on one side, but they're fairly big gaps, and a couple of them have died off. And there really isn't a visual buffer. And I've been promised by both Mayor Waller and by Henry Hinterstein multiple times over the years that this would be taken care of. They did clean out some of the garbage that had accrued in there, but there's still no visual buffer. So I don't know if, you know, there is an ordinance, I believe. I have some paperwork. You know, the town has a responsibility to honor its commitment that it would not, you know, the people on our street would not have to face the back of a industrial building. And that is not the case. There was a slight buffer there when I moved in. It's dwindled for the last 24 years. It's not acceptable. So, thank you very much.
I noticed that, I would hope that we all want to have a transparent government. Is that correct? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a yes. I feel that there's a lack of detail in these minutes. And it disturbs me. It makes me feel like maybe you're not being open with us about things. Let me give you just a few examples. on item number 7, vacating Gallagher Place and a portion of Roth Place. How much area is that? Who's vacating? What's it becoming?
First of all, I take offense to say that we're not transparent. Second of all, it was discussed at the council meeting last week. When you vacate a road, whatever...
When who vacates a road, please?
When the municipality vacates a municipal street, the property goes to wherever it originated from the deed. That's state law in the state of New Jersey.
And it's all the agenda that you have. Obviously, this is the agenda book for tonight. So we're not going to print 50 of these for our agenda. This agenda book is a summation of what's on the agenda. Everything is in detail on the specific ordinances. So if you have a question on the ordinance, you can always ask. You can come and
that's what I am asking.
You can ask. I get a copy from my office. There's a copy that's posted in the libraries out here and over in the court. You can go to the clerk's office. So if you have any
does
questions,
that mean that you take offense? Am I asking?
No, no, no. Well, you're insinuating that we're not transparent. So
I'm just asking for more
right.
Details.
So here,
you came up to the mic and said that we're not being transparent. So there's a difference between making an accusation.
I said I hope that you see yourselves as transparent and are transparent.
I respectfully.
Minutes are a brief summary of what occurred to create a record so that if somebody has an issue or a question, they can then ask a question about the detailed information. And what the mayor and the business administrator are telling you is all that information, which is a stack of stuff that's an inch or two thick, is all available in various places. The minutes are not the detail. The minutes are an outline, a syllabus, so to speak, of what went
the
on.
Agenda. I think you mean the minutes are.
For this specific, the second paragraph of the ordinance, which is posted, reads: whereas Roth Place has been vacated from 150 feet south of Turner Place to the southern borders of Block 5201, Lot 8, and Lot 20.01, a total area of 14,414.3 square feet, as indicated in existing conditions of lot consolidation plan dated December 28, 2017.
Thank you. Now I'd like to go on. Last week you told me about the various capital improvements. I appreciate that. Number 12, is that fiber optic cable by any company or a particular company?
It's anybody within our municipal rights of way.
And
the reason why we're changing this ordinance is because the Trump-appointed FCC is getting ready to preempt local control over municipal rights of way around the whole country. So we need to get this ordinance on the books before the end of this year in order to try to protect ourselves from what they're about to screw all the towns around this country.
I'm sorry, could you, I really appreciate your saying that, more than you can imagine. But could you give me more detail? In other words,
in essence, it's a $3 trillion giveaway to the telecommunication industry that they're going to be able to get on the municipal rights of way and have their own business apparatus there without having to go through local zoning control.
Okay.
Without paying a dime.
That's law.
And not only that, they're talking about eliminating the cable franchise fee nationally, which means the town costs the town money. We would lose money.
Thank you for doing that.
Well,
I think we're on the same page on that. and by the way, condolences on the loss of Ms. Gordon.
Yes.
Let's see. So on item number 11, we need bonds or notes to the amount of $7.7 million. It sort of looks like we'll get. Is that something we put out there for?
Typically we do. We're getting ready to go out for reconstruction on a lot of various streets around the town next year.
Right. Last 2 weeks ago, I think you mentioned that was for asphalt and construction.
That's right. It's both for the engineering department and the public works department.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
If I can just follow up on what you said, Mayor. You know, the right-of-way theft of our right of way.
That's basically what it is.
Probably a good description. It was also done by Governor Christie.
Yes.
Who essentially, the way it works is that when utility companies are going to use the right of way rather than pay, because they run through 565 different towns, they pay a fee that goes to the state for use of the right of ways, and the state forever has refunded the money to the local municipalities. And what Governor Christie did was keep the money. And what you're seeing in Washington now with the Trump administration is like what Christie did on steroids, basically. Taking it from the whole country. But he said instead of the federal government keeping it, taking it and giving it to
private
certain corporate entities.
Thank you.
The other problem is going to be the popular thing now with the wireless providers are the nodes. And so putting up cell towers. So essentially you want to make, you know, three or four telephone poles on each street, a cell tower. And New Jersey's been kind of in the forefront of resisting it. And each town has required them to come in and get individual approvals for everything that they want to put up. What this will do is allow them to come into any neighborhood and do whatever they want without letting us know or without letting the public know.
Thank you for explaining that.
The problem is, you know, these administrative agencies, people don't realize, you know, when you control the executive branch, you control who runs these administrative agencies, everything from the VA to the FCC to the Department of Labor, and they have the ability to put regulations in place or to take regulations away that have dramatic effect on all sorts of things about how we do things on a local basis. And that's, we're feeling the effect of that. Can only say some elections have consequences.
All elections.
Anyone else wish to
David Aikens, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Item number C, Charlie. What changed? Did some more trees fall over?
David, we're still cleaning up from the March storms, and that's what this is about.
This is additional money you need?
Yes, for the March storms of this year. And you may have another change order on top of that coming in a couple of months.
Is the state or the county helping out with that cost, additional cost?
No, this is solely us because it was under, there was no FEMA dollars involved. And by the way, I just wanted, for the record, is we're one of the few towns in the state where we've allowed the residents to, when they put out the things out the curb, we picked it up. Most towns were telling residents, you're on your own, you have to get rid of your own brush on that. We did a major $1 million favor to the residents to try to help them out.
Item number F, Foxtrot. Are these budget transfers completed or they're in the works?
Yeah.
No, they'll be approved tonight, and then we just do it tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, Mr. Good evening, I'm Judy Payne, 117 Fountain Avenue.
I didn't make sure you had that
hat. It's cold. I just had more of a personal question that has nothing to do with the agenda this evening. Or does anyone here know how or who decides how the ballots are laid out? Just trying to figure out.
We have, it has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know who I can reach out to?
It's whatever the County Board of Elections, every Board of Elections. The clerks, the county clerks decide how the ballots are laid out.
Yeah, so it's
there's a state statute that I think that how it gets laid out. So.
Yeah, there's the county clerk and the board of election do it, and they're required by statute to do it in a certain order. You know, each party has, I think it's basically a coin toss, essentially. Mm-hmm.
There's a process.
Yeah, there's a process where
random
party gets what.
Yes, random.
Yes, random process where what party gets what column. and the ballot, et cetera.
There's a drawing.
Yeah, a drawing, essentially a drawing. And you can observe it if you want. They usually publish the time and date prior to the election.
Do you know then, since it's random, it has to be somewhat specific to our township too, because everybody's got different ballots. You know, there are different names on all ballots. So do you guys ever have any input on?
No, nobody has any.
The county clerk makes
decisions. It's solely the it's governed by the state board of elections, the county board of elections. It's like that in all 21 counties in the state of New Jersey. Yeah. It's uniform law around the state of New Jersey.
The board of elections is elected. It's a bipartisan group. Yes. It's got both Democrats and Republicans on it. That's how the ballot's made up. And the objective is to make it really just completely random. One party gets control.
Thank you. And my other thing was, just on a personal note, Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Like, why did you come into this community service area?
You've known me for 20 something years. And you're asking me now, for the first time at this council meeting, why I got into public service?
Yeah.
I don't want to burn up a lot of your time, but I'll tell you, one of the reasons I got into public service so that I'd be in a position to do things for folks on Fountain Avenue like we did 15 or so years ago.
To this day.
Because I live in this community like you, I have kids in the school system like you, I've always believed in public service, I've been involved in public service probably almost to my entire adult life, whether it was being in the military or being a volunteer fireman. I'd rather be somebody that is involved and on the sidelines complaining. And that's the reason why that I've been involved in this town ever since I, by pure chance, ran into Mayor Waller when he was Councilman Waller and began discussing with him some local issues about park improvement back in 1992, and saw an opportunity to get involved and improve the town that I live in. That's, I guess, the shortest answer. You know me pretty well, so I think you have a pretty good idea why. But that's the short version.
So with that, I appreciate all that you've done again. Do you believe that everybody has the right to do that, to get involved with their communities and make changes like you guys have?
Do I believe that? Sure. Of course I do.
And the other last thing is, do you guys believe that, you know, these positions that you now hold should be like lifetime positions? Or should
they're not lifetime. They're not lifetime positions.
Oh, yeah, but you fight really hard for them, so. And I appreciate you, you know, the work that you guys are doing.
I get a sense this is a politically related question, but I'll answer the question anyway. Is there was a lot of unfinished business that needed to be done in the third ward in particular, like getting the River Road truck ban done, which we were able to accomplish.
And you said that's going to take in February?
Well, we've got the state's approval on it, and we passed an ordinance on first reading at a meeting or two ago, and we'll be on for another December meeting for second reading, and then 30 days later it'll go into effect, but we plan on it having go into effect on February 1st, because we got to give signage has to go up, and we have to coordinate it with the state, 287. So that's one reason. And the community center, we've been working on for a long time. There were a lot of awful important issues that I felt the need to still be involved in.
We have a start date for the community center?
We're opening the bids here on the 4th of December.
It's out for bid. We have a record number of people that have bid on it. We're going to open up bids. Hopefully they're all in order. We're going to award the bids. And by as early as the weather permits in the springtime, we'll have a groundbreaking and we'll be building it. By this time next year, the wind's at our back. You'll see it up. It won't be operational, but you'll physically see it there. The exterior will be built.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you used your 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Anyone else need this comment? Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'd like to call the agenda meeting for December 4th to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 BL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in ordinance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Please take the roll.
Councilman Miller?
Here.
Councilwoman Kayle?
Here.
Councilman Cohn?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum? Councilman Owen?
Here. You stand for the flag, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, resolution authorizing raffle license RA 1384 SKWC Inc. and bingo license BA 271 Shilling Village Asylum, City Collins, West. Item number 6, resolution authorizing return of a permit fee, Lot 2801, Lot 12, 137 Bernard Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 7, resolution authorizing contract renewal for Dearborn Life Insurance Company, Policy Group Life Insurance, not to exceed $25,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 8, resolution authorizing change order number 2, 2018 playground equipment replacements, Power Play LT Flemington Incorporated, not to exceed $8,754. Any comments or questions? Item number 9, authorizing budget transfers. Comments or questions? Item number 10, resolution authorizing Chapter 159, Drunk Driving Enforcement Fund, Fiscal 2018, $6,411.52. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, authorizing Tara Nicole DeSulio as Municipal Court Judge. Comments or questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing carpet floor installation under state contract 81754 JFK Library, Allstate Office Interiors, not to exceed $24,734.09. Any comments or questions? Item number 13 and 14, motion minutes regular agenda meetings for July 24th and August 14th. Any comments or questions?
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The community center bids, when are they all in?
They're on the 4th, December 4th, 10 o'clock.
So traditionally, people don't really, they don't really return them until then.
No, right, yeah, yeah.
So we don't have any really in.
No, we issued the last addendum, I think last Friday was the last addendum. We had people had questions, so we answered them. There was a question that came up about another issue, so that's why we delayed it by about a week to allow everybody to the same time. The biggest impact we're having now is the uncertainty in the steel market.
Steel, thank you, President.
The steel tariffs. So the contractors were open. There's only a select group of U.S. steel manufacturers that you can quote from. They never have problems getting quotes from U.S. steel manufacturers because of the uncertainty of the price with the tariffs. So. Hopefully it's resolved, those will reveal them on the 4th, and then we've got about 2 weeks to review it, and then actions to work at the end of the last video of the year.
Do the bids don't have a contingency if for some reason that escapes my knowledge of economics, we have a 25% tariff on them?
So we don't put that in there. Contractors can do an exemption in there for it. So we'll see when we open up.
And how many folks picked up bid packages?
15.
Wow. Announcements or comments from officials, Jim?
Yeah, just one quick comment. As many of you know, this month, November, is the month that we recognize the veterans and so forth. And this year, this is our seventh year now, and this year, if you notice the photographs and everything that are out there, we had more veterans bringing their photographs and information in this year than we've ever had. Now, I haven't seen anything from you as a veteran.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year, right? But we're very pleased with our veterans in the Piscataway area.
Thank you.
No, thanks.
We'll probably have the sewer ordinance ready to go next week. We're waiting for the auditor to finish the final review.
Good. Any
comment? No comment, thank you.
I have no comment. Number 16, the public.
Quickly, Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. One is, how does one get appointed a municipal judge? Is it, are there elections, or how do they qualify?
It's, judges the township council. I make the recommendation, and the council's the advising consent. We very rarely have judges that, this will be a new judge, because Judge Backelman's retiring December 31st, and he's been the presiding judge here in the town for almost 20 years. So very rarely do we have an opening of a judgeship.
I haven't done this one before. She,
Carol Osceola, I don't know her that well, but I know who she is. She's a pretty experienced municipal prosecutor. She's prosecuted in a number of different towns.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she lives in Franklin or North Carolina.
She lives in Woodbridge.
But she's been around prosecuting in various towns for quite some time.
Just curious, I hadn't seen a judge appointment on the agenda before, following up on what Fred said regarding transparency, and we brought it up before, I have, regarding posting the information online so that people don't have to go to the library, don't have to come to town hall to find out what's in these brief summaries or these brief line items on the agenda. That would really make for more transparency, allow people to see how their tax dollars are being spent, etc. And the cost of storage for Adobe Acrobat files, which are pretty small, is not that much. I mean, I have a terabyte for $9 a month with OneDrive. So I would ask that the town again consider, and I think we some point last year you said that was under consideration or something. So I was wondering what where that stands, if we're considering posting this stuff online.
My understanding is we're putting more and more stuff
online. We're putting more and more stuff.
That is the objective.
I'd like to see it. Thank you.
Franklin, 607 Ellis Parkway. Item number 9. Budget transfers. Can you explain? I would assume, and I'm probably wrong, but that when you bid something out and you do something, sometimes things come in lower than you expected, and sometimes other things come in higher. So you take the money that was lower and put it into things that's higher. Is that correct? Or?
No, what you're describing would be a change order. So if you bid the project out, and the price was up, you can increase it by a certain amount. If the price was down, you can increase it. But what you do is when you issue an award for that contract, you take the amount of money, just to say it's $100,000, and you encumber that $100,000. So then that essentially comes out of the budget, gets encumbered to be spent. What budget transfers are is in the last couple months of the year, if you run short in one area, you can take from other areas that you have a surplus from the cover that. So you don't go into a deficit.
Yeah,
so here, we're moving some money from DPW maintenance to DPW parks and maintenance to cover some extra expenses we had in fixing some things in the parks. We're adding some crossing guard salaries to postage. So that's at the end of the year, we do very small, these total $120,000.
Thank you very much.
If I could comment on that, we got recently got our summary of the report and ratings from Standard & Poor's, who commented on that. And their specific comment was, we view the township's management as very strong. Skagway's budget performance is very strong in our opinion. And one of the things they look at is how we budget to spend money, how accurate we are, and how we do certain things like that. And they're, you know, just an independent auditor that audited all these different municipalities. I had the chance to read over the Standard & Poor's report. I've read them in the past, and it was a very impressive report. And Tim, you and Daniel and the other professionals that manage our money and our budget on a regular basis, we should be congratulated.
Right. We were issued a doubly positive.
Which is one step below AAA. And the only reason we didn't get to AAA is because of the state pension mess, which has nothing to do with this. And by the way, we're one of only three dozen towns in the state of New Jersey where we're self-examining where our finances are in such good shape that we don't have to go to the State Department to get more to approve our budget. We're allowed to approve it on our own because we're one of the better managed financial accounts in the state of New Jersey.
You're up.
Dave Aiken, Danville, Valley Lane. Item number eight, as far as the equipment, what happened there? Was it?
Playground equipment.
The change order has been necessitated due to additional sidewalk replacement at three of the playground locations, Yorktown, Red Bank, and Tower Park, to correct unsafe conditions. So we increased the amount of the contract by $8,754.
So it has nothing to do with the equipment?
No, this is part of the contract, David. There were some tripping hazards that were noted by the safety officer out there. So while we were installing new playground equipment, we decided to go ahead and replace the sidewalks and make it level so there wasn't a tripping hazard.
Okay, thank you.
Very well. Have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.